Today is March the 24th. Today, Job says, talk to me. Our Sundays, as we read through the Bible in a year, are dedicated to Hebrew poetry. Please read Job chapters 8 to 11. Here in chapter 8, we have the first speech of Bildad the Shuhite, as he replies to Job's reply to Shofar. Job answers in chapters 9 and 10, and then Zophar also adds a speech responding to Job's retort. Now, Bildad is a little bit more abrasive than Shofar. He actually openly attacks Job and says, you sound like a blustering wind. Job's response is again to say, I'm innocent. Just show me what I've done. But it's interesting here in Job 9:14, Job says, who am I that I should try to answer God? He says, I can't even speak to him. In verses 33 to 35, he says, if only there were a mediator between us, someone who could bring us together. Then in chapter 10, verse 2, he says, I'll say to God, don't simply condemn me. Tell me the charge that you're bringing against me. Talk to me. Zophar responds in chapter 12. One of the characteristics of Zophar's responses, they're much shorter than Bildad and Eliphaz. Zophar, he just says pretty much the same thing over and over again. But he says to Job, Job, you need to resolve this. You need to repent. Job 11:4, get rid of your sins. Leave your iniquity behind you. Enjoy today as you read Job 8 to 11.
Then Bildad the Shuhite replied to Job, how long will you go on like this? You sound like a blustering wind. Does God twist justice? Does the Almighty twist what is right? Your children must have sinned against him, so their punishment was well deserved. But if you pray to God and seek favor of the Almighty, and if you are pure and live with integrity, he will surely rise up and restore your happy home. And though you have started with little, you will end with much. Just ask the previous generation. Pay attention to the experience of our ancestors. For were we born just yesterday and knowing nothing? Our days on earth are as fleeting as a shadow. But those who come before us will teach you. They will teach you the wisdom of old. Can papyrus reed grow tall without a marsh? Can marsh grass flourish without water? While they are still flowering, not ready to be cut, they begin to wither more quickly than grass. The same happens to all who forget God. The hopes of the godless evaporate. Their confidence hangs by a thread. They are leaning on a spider's web. They cling to their home for security, but it won't last. They try to hold it tight, but it will not endure. The godless seem like a lush plant growing in the sunshine. Its branches spread across the garden. Its roots grow down through a pile of stones. It takes hold on a bed of rocks. But when it's uprooted, it's as if it never existed. That's the end of its life. And others spring up from the earth to replace it. But look, God will not reject a person of integrity, nor will he lend a hand to the wicked. He will once again fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the home of the wicked will be destroyed. Then Job spoke again. Yes, I know all this is true in principle, but how can a person be declared innocent in God's sight? If someone wanted to take God to court, would it be possible to answer him even once in 1,000 times? For God is so wise and so mighty. Who has ever challenged him successfully? Without warning, he moves the mountains, overturning them in his anger. He shakes the earth from its place, and its foundations tremble. If he commands it, the sun wouldn't rise and the stars won't shine. He also spread out the heavens and the marshes on the waves of the sea. He made all the stars, the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades, and the constellations of the southern sky. He does great things too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. Yet when he comes near, I cannot see him. When he moves by, I do not see him go. If he snatches someone in death, who can stop him? Who dares ask, "What are you doing?" And God does not restrain his anger. Even the monsters of the sea are crushed beneath his feet. So who am I that I should even try to answer God or even reason with him? Even if I were right, I would have no defense. I could only plead for mercy. And even if I summoned him and he responded, I am not sure he would listen to me. For he attacks me with a storm and repeatedly wounds me without cause. He will not let me catch my breath, but fills me instead with bitter sorrows. If it's a question of strength, he's the strong one. If it's a matter of justice, who dares to summon him to court? Though I am innocent, my own mouth would pronounce me guilty. Though I am blameless, it would prove me wicked. I am innocent, but it makes no difference to me. I despise my life. Innocent or wicked, it is all the same to God. That is why I say, he destroys both the blameless and the wicked. When a plague sweeps through, he laughs at the death of the innocent. The whole earth is in the hands of the wicked, and God blinds the eyes of the judges. If he is not the one who does it, who is? My life passes more swiftly than a runner. It flees away without a glimpse of happiness. It disperses like a swift papyrus boat, like an eagle swooping down on its prey. If I decide to forget my complaints, to put away my sad face, and be cheerful, I would still dread all the pain, for I know you will not find me innocent, O God. Whatever happens, I will be found guilty. So what's the use of trying? Even if I were to wash myself with soap and clean my hands with lye, you would plunge me into a muddy ditch. My own filthy clothing would hate me. God is not mortal like me, so I cannot argue with him or take him to trial. If only there were a mediator between us, someone who could bring us together. The mediator could make God stop beating me, and I would no longer live in terror of his punishment. Then I could speak to him without fear, but I cannot do that in my own strength. I am disgusted with my life. Let me complain freely. My bitter soul must complain. I will say to God, don't simply condemn me. Tell me the charge you are bringing against me. What do you gain by oppressing me? Why do you reject me, the works of your own hands, while smiling on the schemes of the wicked? Are your eyes like those of a human? Do you see things only as people see them? Is your lifetime only as long as ours? Is your life so short that you must quickly probe for my guilt and search for my sin? Although you know I am not guilty, no one can rescue me from your hands. You formed me with your hands, you made me, yet you completely destroy me. Remember that you made me from dust. Will you turn me back to dust soon? You guided my conception and formed me in the womb. You clothed me with skin and flesh, and you knit my bones and sinews together. You gave me life and showed me your unfailing love. My life was preserved by your care. Yet your real motive, your true intent, was to watch me, and if I sinned, you would not forgive my guilt. If I am guilty, too bad for me. And even if I'm innocent, I can't hold my head high, because I am filled with shame and misery. And if I hold my head high, you hunt me like a lion and display your awesome power against me. Again and again you witness against me. You pour out your growing anger on me and bring fresh armies against me. Why, then, did you deliver me from my mother's womb? Why didn't you let me die at birth? It would have been as though I had never existed, going directly from the womb to the grave. I have only a few days left, so leave me alone, that I may have a moment of comfort before I leave, never to return, from the land of darkness and utter gloom. It is a land as dark as midnight, a land of gloom and confusion, where even the light is dark as midnight. Then Zophar the Neamite replied to Job, shouldn't someone answer this torrent of words? Is a person proved innocent just by a lot of talking? Should I remain silent while you babble on? When you mock God, shouldn't someone make you ashamed? You claim my beliefs are pure, and I am clean in the sight of God. If only God would speak, if only he would tell you what he thinks. If only he would tell you the secrets of wisdom, for true wisdom is not a simple matter. Listen, God is doubtless punishing you far less than you deserve. Can you solve the mysteries of God? Can you discover everything about the Almighty? Such knowledge is higher than the heavens, and who are you? It is deeper than the underworld. What do you know? It is broader than the earth and wider than the sea. If God comes and puts a person in prison or calls the court to order, who can stop him? For he knows those who are false, and he takes note of all their sin. An empty-headed person won't become wise any more than a wild donkey can bear a human child. If only you would prepare your heart and lift up your hands to him in prayer. Get rid of your sins and leave all iniquity behind you. Then your face will brighten with innocence. You will be strong and free of fear. You will forget your misery. It will be like water flowing away. Your life will be brighter than the noonday. Even darkness will be as bright as morning. Having hope will give you courage. You will be protected and well rested in safety. You will lie down unafraid, and many will look to you for help. But the wicked will be blinded. They will have no escape. Their only hope is death.
Scripture reading from the New Living Translation by Emily Herrera. Like, follow, and subscribe to this devotional on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Email your questions to us at questions@becomehope.com. Tomorrow, we see Israel gets ready.